This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Congress is set to pass national reciprocity laws. In fact, the House has already passed it. The Senate, not yet. But national reciprocity means that if I have a concealed carry permit in the state of Texas, which I do, then I can legally carry that concealed weapon in, I believe, all 50 states, if I'm understanding it correctly. I haven't actually read the law yet, but I believe it allows me to carry in all 50 states as long as I abide by that state's local laws, which have certain restrictions, like you can't carry a gun into a bar or, let's say, a government building in some cases or a school in some cases. I believe that those would still be restricted. It's not like the right to carry it everywhere. However, the fact that I can now, as a concealed carry holder, carry this gun, carry a gun into all 50 states is huge. This is going to prevent crime. This is going to make America more secure, because guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens stop crime and stop violence. It's guns in the hands of criminals that cause violence, like in the case of that illegal alien in San Francisco who shot that woman, Kate Steinle, I think her name, shot her, murdered her, and then the jury let him off scot-free. Didn't even find him guilty of manslaughter because he was an illegal alien. And the jury, made up of mostly brainwashed millennials, was trying to nullify murder laws for illegals. Well, what if you're walking around San Francisco and there's some other illegal that wants to shoot you? Now, that guy knows that the jury's going to find him innocent. It's basically a license to kill in San Francisco because the jury is made up of a bunch of numbskull millennials who are total morons at this point who want to be lawless. So how are you going to defend yourself? Well, based on national reciprocity, I'll be able to walk around San Francisco with a concealed firearm. At least if I understand the law correctly, I'll be able to do that. And if I go to San Francisco, you can absolutely bet I'll be packing. I'll be packing big time because I know that that's not a safe city because of the way the jury has just granted illegals the license to kill with impunity. So of course you got to be safe. Of course you have a right to defend yourself. And by the way, that right, it's a divine right that's reflected throughout nature. If you look at animals and plants, almost every living organism has self-defense as part of its very existence. Almost every animal, every insect, even microbes have self-defense mechanisms. Some plants actually have chemical weapons. Some animals launch projectiles, like porcupines and others. Some insects use kinetic weapons to defend themselves. And so by defending yourself with a firearm, you're simply expressing what is natural in the natural world around you. Every living being has a right to self-defense. And believe it or not, I don't think that that right should end at your state line. Why should my divine right to defend myself end when I cross the border from Texas to some other state like Louisiana or, I don't know, wherever? Or even Mexico. Well, I guess that's this law doesn't apply to Mexico. But as long as I'm traveling within the United States, don't I have the Second Amendment right to defend myself as someone who has passed all the background checks, who's done all the necessary training, skills training, academic test training, who has passed the FBI checks, passed the criminal background checks, all these things? Don't I have a right to defend myself against a violent aggressor, no matter where I am in the country? And the answer is yes, you have that right. Again, doesn't mean you can carry a firearm into certain places like a bar. But aside from those, you should have the right. You should have a right to have a firearm with you as you're driving down the highway, the interstate, anywhere, because interstates can be dangerous. The rest stops, people have been murdered at rest stops. People have been murdered just in drive-through lanes at McDonald's, you know. It's an unpredictable world. And frankly, the more you go into these gun control cities like Chicago, the more you need a gun, because that's where the criminals are running roughshod over the police and over the citizens. How many shootings have there been in 2017 in the city of Chicago? Like 1,000? I don't know. It's a big number. Something like that. Maybe it's 1,000. It's a big number. Why is that? If it's a gun control zone, well, obviously, it's because the bad guys have the guns. You go into South LA, you go into East St. Louis, you go into downtown Detroit, or even certain parts of Houston for that matter. These are dangerous cities because they're run by liberals and they're infested by criminals, and the police are outgunned. The police can't get the job done that they want to do because there's not enough of them. The cities usually aren't hiring enough cops. And frankly, most cops are so poorly trained. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but I've shot alongside a lot of cops. They're not that good. Seriously, kind of scary bad, frankly. I mean, run-of-the-mill cops. There are a lot of good cops who are really good. I've also shot alongside cops who are masters of marksmanship. But a lot of them are scary bad, man. Whoa. In any case, the cops can't keep all the criminals under control. So sometimes it comes down to you exercising your self-defense right. So now Congress, thankfully, is putting in place national reciprocity, which means you can defend yourself in all 50 states. It's about time. Why hasn't this been law before? You know, this is common sense. And it took Republicans gaining enough power to pass this thing, because Democrats, when it comes to guns, are lunatics. They think that guns are magical objects that leap out of holsters and shoot people all on their own without being pointed at people or even actuated by human hands and human minds. They think guns themselves kill people. They actually will say that guns kill people. They actually call it like gun deaths, as if the gun killed somebody. Even their language shows that they're morons when it comes to guns. They have no idea that guns don't do anything on their own. A person has to point a gun at someone, pull the trigger, line up the sights. Well, not in that order. Okay, line up the point it at someone, then line up the sights, and then pull the trigger, technically. Okay, just to clarify. I want to get the order correct. The sequencing is very important here. Unless you're a gangbanger, in which case the order is irrelevant. Just shoot the gun and then point it in the sky and then turn it sideways, shoot it again, scream something, and then that's the gangbanger way to do it. But if you're actually trying to hit something, you point it in the right direction, line up the sights, and then squeeze the trigger. That's the way it's done. In any case, you have the right to defend yourself in all 50 states, as far as I'm concerned, as long as you are a responsible gun owner, which means you understand the safety rules, you understand like what's behind my target. If you're shooting something, you better know what's behind it. If you know, you need to practice trigger safety, keep your finger off the trigger unless you're on target and ready to have made the decision to destroy that target. You know, assume all guns are loaded at all times. Don't sweep people with loaded firearms and things like that. Basic rules. Simple rules. But if you have the rules and you have the skill set, why shouldn't you be allowed to carry in all 50 states to help reduce violent crime? So thank God that the Republican Congress is doing something right for a change instead of doing nothing, because they're mostly spineless cowards when it comes to everything else, it seems. But thank God they're doing the right thing on this law. And let's hope the Senate passes it, the president signs it, and then, hey, I might end up being in California one day if I can finally carry a gun out there. That's one reason I don't go to California, is because I can't defend myself. That's why I go to states that recognize Texas reciprocity, by the way, in case you're wondering, because I am always armed, and for good reason, too. So anyway, we'll see what happens. Check out my websites. I've got guns.news, and I've also got secondamendment.news, which, of course, talks about, you know, Second Amendment rights, as you might imagine. In any case, be safe, everybody, and exercise your right to self-defense with responsibility and with a sense of safety and professionalism. Take care. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, MAGA. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Rangers Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.